Well, the Christmas Carol books in your home have probably been put away, and you don't hear them played on the radio anymore. And a week from now, the manger scenes and the Christmas tree and all the holly and garlands and mistletoe will come down too. Christmas is an annual event with a beginning and an end, both in the church and in the culture at large. Now, make no mistake, here in the church, we will continue to celebrate the birth of Christ until we mark the arrival of the Magi at the manger in Bethlehem a week from today. But we are all aware that the big rush of Christmas has now come and gone. Well, today's gospel reading from John is about Christmas when Christmas is over. The gospel reading that we heard on Christmas Eve 5 days ago came from Luke's gospel, and Luke loves to give his readers specific historical details. Not only does Luke bother to tell us that Augustus was the emperor when Jesus was born, he makes a point of saying that it took place, quote, while Quirinius was governor of Syria. He wants us to know exactly when and where all this happened. For John, none of that matters, at least not the way it does for Luke. And that's because for John especially, Christmas is not an event, either a one-time or annual event, but rather a permanent reality. It's in John's gospel that we hear of Jesus Christ, the Word of God incarnate, being present at creation, long before the manger in Bethlehem. It's in John's gospel that we hear that through Christ, what has come into being was life, and the life was the light of all people. Finally, John says, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known. Christmas is such a full holiday, both religiously and culturally. What other holiday, either religious or civic, has so many songs that we all know by heart? If pressed to come up with a Thanksgiving or Easter song, most of us could muster one or two. Rather than the 10 or 20 Christmas carols we all know? And what other holiday besides Christmas produces so much media? You can't channel surf for 10 seconds in December without finding some Christmas movie or TV special. Christmas inspires books and recipes and traditions and clothing and decorations. The list goes on and on. In fact, I'll bet there are even Christmas apps for your iPhone, whatever on earth those might be. Now, don't get me wrong, much of this is wonderful and joyous and life-affirming. We may not need Jingle Bell Rock for that 28th time, but only a Scrooge would say bah humbug to the whole thing. And yet, with everything that surrounds this annual celebration, and even with the stories of Jesus' birth we get from the Gospels themselves, from Matthew and from Luke, Christmas comes down to two things, two spiritual truths. God is with us through Christ, and we know who God is through Christ. Of course, God has been with us since creation, but on that first Christmas day, God's presence on this earth and with all of humanity became literally tangible and spiritually permanent. In the first chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, the angel tells Joseph that the son who is to be born will be called Emmanuel, Hebrew for God is with us. And in the very last chapter of the same Gospel, the risen Christ tells his followers, I am with you always to the end of the age. So the arrival of Jesus Christ at Christmas means that God has become as close to us as we are to ourselves. In And while Jesus no longer physically walks beside us, his Spirit is with us always, in our prayers and in our joys and sorrows, and especially in our reaching out to one another. The 20th century Roman Catholic Cardinal Avery Dulles told the story of how he walked into an especially liberal church one day and saw a banner hanging on the wall that read, "God is other people." And how he was moved to take a paintbrush to that banner and add a comma and an exclamation point so that the banner would read, "God is other people." The Christian church has from the very beginning held that God is both wholly other, transcendent, and beyond our imagining, and yet also as close to us as our own selves. Christmas is about that second part, about God's closeness to us. And that's true 12 months, 365 days a year, and as Jesus says, to the end of the age. The other spiritual truth of Christmas is that God is known by us in Jesus Christ. John states that without hesitation in today's gospel reading. "No one has ever seen God," John says. "It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." We who call ourselves followers of Jesus Christ are given an understanding of who God is through God's Son. As one theologian said, "There is nothing in God that is not Christ-like." If we want to know what God wants us to do with our lives and the type of relationship God wants to have with us, we need look no further than the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. In his second inaugural address, Abraham Lincoln said of the opposing sides in our Civil War, "Both read the same Bible and pray to the same God, and each invokes his aid against the other. It may seem strange that any men should dare to ask a just God's assistance in wringing their bread from the sweat of other men's faces, but let us not judge that we be not judged." It is clear to us now, and should have been clear back then, that anyone reading the words of Jesus, to anyone reading those words, that the system of slavery as it existed in this country was not the will of God. We've all by now seen those rubber bracelets that became popular in the last decade that read WWJD, meaning, "What would Jesus do?" And the slogan became so ubiquitous that it began to be parodied. But it really is an excellent question. And it really is the same thing as asking, "What would God have us do?" Because by following Jesus, we are following the will of God. And in knowing Jesus, we know God. God is with us always, and to know Jesus is to know God. These are the two spiritual truths of Christmas, and they're true every day of the year. Amen. We believe in